This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. tech giant Microsoft says cyber hackers backed by China's government have been targeting critical U.S. infrastructure and could be planning to disrupt critical communications between the U.S. and Asia during future crises. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Microsoft says China's targets include sites in Guam, where the U.S. has a major military presence. The software giant says the state-sponsored hackers have been active since mid-2021. It says organizations in the communications, manufacturing, utility, transportation, construction, maritime, information technology, and education sectors are affected by the hacking. Microsoft isn't saying why it's making this announcement. Tensions between Washington and Beijing have been on the rise in recent months. They were further strained earlier this year after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had crossed into the U.S. I'm Mike Hempen.
Typhoon Mawar continued to batter the U.S. Pacific island territory of Guam Thursday. The National Weather Service said the storm briefly made landfall at a U.S. Air Force base on the northern tip of the island Wednesday, with maximum sustained winds of 225 kilometers an hour. It has gradually intensified to a Category 5 storm, with maximum sustained winds of 241 kilometers an hour. Mawar knocked down trees, walls, and power lines, creating a powerful storm surge that threatened to wash out low-lying areas. The National Weather Service says the northern and central areas of the island received more than 60 centimeters of rain as the eye wall passed, and most of Guam received about a foot of rain during the storm. The founder of the U.S.-based extremist group Oath Keepers will be sentenced Thursday for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is VOA News. Prosecutors are seeking a 25-year prison sentence for Stuart Rhodes, who was convicted of seditious conspiracies for spearheading a plot to keep former President Donald Trump in power despite his loss in the 2020 election. Rhodes will be the first January 6th defendant convicted of seditious conspiracy to receive his punishment, which will set the standard for a slew of sentences pending for other extremists. U.S. President Joe Biden will name a history-making general to be the nation's next top military officer on Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
An official says the president will name C.Q. Brown Jr. as the next Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. Brown already made history as the first black man to be the Air Force's top officer, and he'd be the second black chairman after Colin Powell 30 years ago. Brown is a career F-16 pilot with deep experience in shaping U.S. defenses to meet China's rise after leading Pacific Air Forces. Mark Milley's second term as Joint Chiefs Chair ends in October, and if Brown is confirmed to replace him, it would mark the first time both the Pentagon's top civilian and uniform positions are held by African Americans. Lloyd Austin is the first black defense secretary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's high inflation rate fell by less than expected in April, and a closely watched core measure of price growth surged to a 31-year high, according to official data released Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The consumer price index rose by 8.7% in yearly terms in April. That was well down on the month before, but above analyst forecasts and the Bank of England's own projections. It left Britain with the joint highest rates of inflation among the group of seven advanced economies, along with Italy. Inflation continued to hurt the spending power of workers whose pay is rising by less. Food is now the big problem, with prices still rising by more than 19%. Markets now think the high inflation rates will see the central bank raise interest rates again next month. A further quarter percentage point increase is now widely expected at the June meeting.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. In sports, the Florida Panthers are heading to the National Hockey League's championship series for the first time in its 27-year history. The Panthers secured a berth in the Stanley Cup Finals with a 4-3 victory over the visiting Carolina Hurricanes Wednesday to win the Eastern Conference title. Florida won four consecutive games in the best-of-seven series. The Panthers will play either the Las Vegas Golden Knights or the Dallas Stars for the Stanley Cup starting sometime next week. Vegas currently leads the Western Conference title series by a 3-0 margin. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.